Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family will endorse President Biden today at an event in Philadelphia. NPR's Elena Moore reports it's another public show of opposition to their own relative, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s third-party presidential run this year.
President Biden will be joined on stage by some of RFK Jr.'s siblings and close family members. Afterwards, some of them will campaign for the president, knocking on doors and making calls. It's no secret the Kennedy family's ties to the Democratic Party run deep, and many have already been very critical of RFK Jr.'s candidacy. But a third-party candidate has the potential to splinter a portion of Biden's support this fall, making an endorsement like this one hold extra weight. Elena Moore, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump is back in court today in New York on charges he falsified business records in a scheme to keep details of a former extramarital affair from going public during his 2016 campaign. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Today, a judge excused a seated juror who expressed concern that she could not be impartial after aspects of her identity were made public. Stocks opened mixed this morning as the National Association of Realtors reported a slowdown in home sales last month. Here's NPR's Scott Horsley.
Elevated mortgage rates continue to weigh on the housing market. Sales of existing homes in March were down 3.7% from this time last year. The average sales price last month was up just over $393,000. The combination of high prices and high borrowing costs has priced many families out of the housing market. Nevertheless, the share of first-time buyers rose in March to nearly one out of three homes sold. Would-be buyers also have more homes to choose from. The number of for sale signs at the end of March was up more than 14% from this time last year. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
The FCC says it is looking into last night's 911 emergency line outages in multiple states. Authorities in one affected Texas town traced the hours-long disruption to a major cellular carrier, but as NPR's Dave Mistich tells us, the cause remains under investigation.
Clark County, Nevada, multiple cities in Texas, and the entire state of South Dakota were without emergency calling services. The Sheriff's Department in Dundee County, Nebraska, also said 911 phone services were out there, as well as the surrounding areas. Officials in each of those areas say service has since been restored.
That's NPR's Dave Mistich reporting. U.S. stocks are trading higher this hour. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 233 points or more than 0.5% at 37,990. The S&P is up 24 points and the Nasdaq has risen 70. From Washington, this is NPR News. The U.S. and Britain are imposing more sanctions on Iran as the allies attempt to prevent conflict in the Middle East from spreading beyond the Israel-Hamas war in Gaza. Iran recently launched strikes against Israel after a deadly strike on the Iranian consulate in Syria. The AP reports that the latest sanctions against Iran target 16 people and two entities that produce engines that power the drones used in the unprecedented direct attack on Israel over the weekend. A lethal heat wave in West Africa early this month was caused by the climate crisis. That, according to a study by a network of international scientists, there were temperatures hotter than 110 degrees across multiple countries. NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu has details.
A number of countries in the Sahel region and across West Africa were hit by a strong heat wave in a five-day period between the end of March and early April, especially Mali and Burkina Faso. In the Malian capital, Bamako, one hospital said it recorded 102 deaths in the first days of April, and around half of the people who died were over 60 years of age. The hospital said heat played a role in many of the casualties. Now, a new analysis from the World Weather Attribution Group found that soaring temperatures would not have been possible without human-induced climate change. Temperatures were up to 1.5 degrees Celsius warmer than normal across the region during that period. Emmanuel Akinwotu, NPR News, Lagos.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.